We opened Mai's door quietly. I was bursting with excitement about our terrific surprise. "Mai," Mom said gently, "we've brought two friends." Mai had been crying again. "Hi," she said. "I just heard on the radio that my team lost yesterday's game. If I'd been there, maybe..." Then she saw Fred. "Who's that?" she said. "Does Dr. Robinson know you brought a dog?" "It's Fred," I blurted out. "Fred works here. Why don't you pet him?" "I can't reach him, and I can't move because of this stupid wrapped-up leg," she said bitterly. "That's no problem," Mrs. Fisher said brightly. "Come, boy, up." Fred's really big, but he jumped up on Mai's bed as though he were as light as one of Mrs. Olson's flowers. I don't know how he knew that he had to be super careful and not bounce or touch Mai's leg. There he was, sitting next to Mai, peering into her eyes and wagging his tail.